This poster reflects on the use of a virtual community-based participatory research framework in the development of a mobile health intervention for bipolar disorder. Here, we're specifically going to talk about one element of this mHealth project, the co-creation of short affirmational statements written with and by peer researchers with bipolar disorder. Community-based participatory research, or CBPR, is an approach to research that involves key stakeholders as equitable partners in a research project from project initiation to completion. So, in our instance, people with lived experience of bipolar disorder. The use of virtual CBPR holds potential to forward cross-regional collaboration and advance global mental health equity. Given the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed a lot of CBPR projects online, now is a key opportunity to evaluate the strengths and challenges of virtual CBPR. For our project, we recruited 5 peer researchers from across Canada from within Crespi D's network of people living with bipolar disorder. Collaboration on the project occurred entirely online, with affirmation writing over Google Sheets and communication over email and Zoom. From March to July 2021, 1,582 affirmations were written. We found there were some unique strengths and challenges to virtual CBPR as compared with traditional CBPR. The asynchronous nature of involvement on the project allowed peer researchers to work around their own schedules and potential symptoms. This made it easier to involve people who might otherwise have been harder to reach or face barriers to participation. That said, some of these barriers did still persist and impact peer researcher engagement. Based on this case study, we believe virtual CBPR is a feasible approach to cross-regional collaboration that could be used to forward mental health equity around the world. However, further research needs to be done to address some of the challenges that come from the asynchronous nature of virtual CBPR.